Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 29th day of Elul, Tavshin Pei Gimel, the end of the year. Masechta Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. We mentioned before that the cities, biggest big cities, and that are unwalled, they did not have a wall for around them from the times of Shubinon, they will read the Megillah on the 14th of Adar. But they can't bring it earlier. They can't go back to the Yom HaKnisa, to the market days. It's the smaller villages that are called Kforim, villages and small towns. They can read it earlier, if it were on Mondays and Thursdays. That's closest to the 14th day of Adar, because they come into the big cities anyway. We make it lenient from them. But how do you define a big city? That's what our Mishnah is now going to talk about. Ezohir Gedoila, Mishnah Gimel. What is defined as a big city where they have to read the Megillah on the 14th of Adar? These are cities that were unwalled, as we said, unwalled at the times of Yishuv Benon. Kol Sheyesh Ba Sarabat Lonim. Any city that has a constant amount of 10 people who are unemployed, that are always available in shul, in the davening, they can always help make a minyan there. There's always these 10 people there. That's a big enough city to be called the Ir Gedola. Pachos Mikan, if you have less than 10 batlonim, less than 10 unemployed who are just hanging around in the shuls, Harzek Far, then it's smaller, then it's called a village. And they will have the opportunity to read it earlier, as we said before, in the Yom HaKnisa, in the days that they come into the villages or gather into the bigger cities. Be'elu omro makdimin. In this halacha, the halacha of the times of reading the Megillah, the Chacham said makdimin, we bring it earlier, they can bring it forward, they're reading the Megillah, if it happened, let's say, on the Shabbos, v'lo ma'achren, but we will not delay, you don't go after the Shabbos, because the pasuk in Megillah Esther says, v'lo ya'avor, lo ya'avor could mean it should not go after, not go past the dates. Avols manatzi hakoinim, but the times of the karbonis that were brought by the families, who would bring wood, for donate wood. For the fireplace on the mizbeach, and this carbon was known as atzi hakoinim v'ha'om. It was called the timber brought for the kohenim and by the kohenim and the people, and those families who donated the wood would make a special yom tov on the day that they would bring the timber, the wood, into the Beis HaMikdash, and they would offer a korban that was called korban eitzim. So the time of this korban, the Tisha B'Av, and the fast of Tisha B'Av, if it fell on the Shabbos, the chagiga, and the korban chagiga, which they used to bring in the three regolim, if that day, for first day, whatever, falls on the Shabbos, the hakel, and the mitzvah hakel, gathering all the yidden on the end, in the end of the Shemitah year, in the Chag HaSukkos, then it says you read the Torah and you gather all the people around them, and that was always done on Motzi Yom Tov Rishon Shel Sukkos. It was done at the end of the first day of Yom Tov of Sukkos, so the first night of Chol HaMoed. If any of these times occur on a Shabbos, Ma'achrin V'loy Makdimin, they would delay the event and not bring it forward. So, what's the reason? The Gemara explains, because in certain of these cases, the time hasn't yet come. You can't make a celebration if the Zman of the Chiyuv hasn't arrived yet. Tisha B'Av, the reason you can't bring it early is because it's a punishment. Tisha B'Av is, of course, a fast about the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed. You don't bring forward punishments. Peronis ein makdimin. Shalmei Chagiga, the Korban Chagiga, could not override the Shabbos, because you could make up for it the other days of Yom Tov. You've got all 7 days of Yom Tov to make up for it. So that can't be offered on Shabbos. So it's pushed off to the next day, Or Mitzvah's Hakel, the Mitzvah of Hakel, gets overridden because of Shabbos, because all the people had to bring their little children, infants. Shabbos, you can't carry them out in the Shesarabim. Yishalmi brings another reason, because they used to make a bima, used to make a platform of wood in the Azara, and you can't do that on Shabbos. You can't build a platform on Shabbos. I wound up built it Erev Yom Tov. They couldn't do it Erev Yom Tov because that would take up too much space in the Azara, where you had millions of Yidden coming in. It would be terribly squashed. The Rambam brings a third, another reason, because they used to blow chatzotzeres, trumpets, and say special tchina, special supplications, and they cannot be done on Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah, Afal pisha omra makdimin v'loy macharin, even though the Chacham said we bring these things forward the days of the reading of the Megillah, and the times of the Megillah, and we do not delay, don't go afterwards, we can't postpone the reading of the Megillah, mutorin behesved of Tanias. One is allowed to make a eulogy or make a fast on the days that they made the earlier reading of the Megillah. Umatanas la'aniyim, and also gifts for the poor. Meaning, if they didn't give in these days gifts to the poor, they've been yotza their duty. Mishlach monas, however, that can only be done during the Suda. And the Suda of Purim has to be done bisman in the right time. So, it's according to some learned pshat, this is how Rif learns, that when it says umatanas lanim, it means that if they gave it then, on those earlier dates, no, the yotza. Shlachmanas, no, that has to be done on the time of the Suda. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, me'emasai, when did the Chachams allow the kfarim, the villages, to bring it earlier to the day of the Knesset, the day when they came in, all gathering in? That's Mekoim Shenichnasin B'Sheni V'Chamishi. That's in a place where they did indeed come together into the big cities. The villagers used to come there on a Monday and a Thursdays. However, Aval Mekoim She'ein Nichnasin Lo B'Sheni V'Chamishi. If they don't come in on Mondays and Thursdays, then even the little villagers can only read it in the right time, 14th. Ein Kodri No Se'el B'Zmana. They can only read the 14th, and they've got no exemption to read it or bring it forth earlier because they don't come in earlier anyway, regularly on a Monday and Thursday. Mishnah Dalet. Korosam Megillah. What happens if they land the Megillah, Badar Rishon, in Adar, first Adar, when they thought there was only one Adar, they didn't think it'll be a leap year. V'nisar Roshana. And then after Purim, the Beis Din intercalated the year, they added another month of Adar Sheni. Can't happen with their calendar today, but in those days it could happen. Koirin Oisa Badar Sheni. They would read it a second time on Adar Sheni. That means they would read it a second time because the first time was under Rishon. There weren't Yotza. And why were they not Yotza? Because the halacha is the celebration of Purim has to be close to the celebration of Pesach. We are masmech, we bring close the gula of Purim to the Gula of Pesach. And therefore, the reading of Megillah has to be done on the second of Adar. It can't be Yotza the first Adar. Finally, says the Mishnah, Ein ben Adar HaRishon LaAdar HaSheni Ela Kriyas HaMegillah U'Matan Sofiyanu. The only difference between the first Adar and the second Adar, the Gemara explains, there's no difference between the 14th and 15th of Adar Rishon to the 14th and 15th of Adar Sheni, except there was no difference except for the reading of the Megillah, Ela Kriyas HaMegillah, Matan Sofiyanu, give me gifts to the poor. They can only be done and be Yotza on the second Adar, not the first. What's the reason? The Gemara brings down, because, as we said before, the Geul of Purim has to be close to the Geul of Pesach. Therefore, you've got to read the celebration. You've got to read the Megillah. You cannot be Yotza unless it's the Adar close to Pesach. And if you read it last Adar, you've got to read it again, because there's Adar Sheni, then you have to read it for Adar Sheni because that's closer to Pesach. What about Hesped and Atainis, as far as making eulogy and as far as making fasts? They're all the same. That the 14th and 15th of Adar Rishon, they cannot make a fast or can be eulogy. That's as far as even in Adar Rishon. Now, the Mishnah only mentioned that reading of Megillah Matanos L'Avyonim, that's the difference between the first and second of Adar, the second Adar and the first Adar, i.e. they can only be done in the second Adar, not the first, or you weren't Yotzer in the first. The Aparshim explained, Tosfos Yom Tov, and also the Tversel explained, that even though the Mishnah only mentioned these two, but the same thing applies to Shlachmanas. Shlachmanas also can only be done on Adar Sheni, if there is an Adar Sheni, 14th of Adar Sheni. And what's more is that, why didn't it say Shlachmanas? Because the Mishnah is telling you the bigger Chiddush. Shlachmanas, you swap gifts, you know, one with each other. I can give you two foods and someone gives me back two foods. So there's not so much a loss of money involved with Shlachmanas. because you, what you go, you what you give, and you get back. However, and therefore to say that, that there can be yotzei nadarish and yotzei nadarsheni, okay, that's not such a big chiddush. But when it comes to things like giving tzedakah again, giving mitanos lavyonim, reading the Megillah again, that's a bit more challenging to tell a person that you have to do it again. That's why the Mishnah mentioned the chiddush in that respect, in these two halachas.